Bayelsa State is cut off from the rest of Nigeria, and fuel and food supplies have stopped coming in. Motorists are buying petrol from street vendors like Ebi Biafa, who are braving the dangers of bringing in supplies from other states.
We have to carry the four gallons inside the cave.
We had to carry the fuel and canoes and pay off militants along the way. Even security personnel harass us.
With only two petrol stations operating in the capital, business is good.
The petrol stock in this station is old, but the price is not. Buyers here are forced to pay nearly three times the official price. But they say they don't mind as long as they can get enough to be able to move around and to power their electricity generators.
The electricity here is cut off, so people are buying fuel.
You have to fuel your generator to be able to know what is happening around you. You know, the only thing we are trying to do now is to stay safe with you and your family.
As fuel prices go up, so do transport costs. And traders pass on the increases to consumers like Gift Okafor, who's returned to the market to stock up. But she finds food prices have tripled.
Normally we eat three square meals, but as it stands now, we take our meals two times in a day. We take late in the morning and then early in the evening. Then we go to bed.
Floods in Bayelsa State have displaced more than a million people, and many are in camps. Conditions aren't much better, with food supplies and shelter still inadequate. The government says it's shipping in supplies from neighboring states, but many fear that may take days or even weeks to reach them. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Yenagoa.